For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And what is it they say? May you live in interesting times.
That sounds like almost a curse these days.
It is a curse, tongue-in-cheek curse. We're living in interesting times. It has its pluses. It has its minuses. COVID, the curfew we went through, that was dicey. But I think that the protesting, a lot of it was quite inspiring. People embracing an important issue and coming out for it. And the arts community also making an effort to address that. And I want to talk about that. But first, I wanted to mention that this is also Pride Month. This was supposed to be, you know, last year we were Pride celebrations, the big parade, my habitual patio seat to watch things go by, and none of that happening.
And do you remember last year? You and I were both so thrilled. All of these high school groups were represented.
Yeah, at the front of the parade. It was
special.
Wouldn't have happened when I was a kid, let me tell you. Very often, activism leads to positive change in the world, which is, I hope, what we're going to be seeing. But it certainly is a process because these issues are so complex. And in that regard, I was noticing, going back to my old standby, playbill.com, and there is a showing tonight. First in the Pride Place series, they're going to be showing Donja R. Love's play, One in Two, which they're describing as the urgent Black queer play for this moment. And this was a show that was done off-Broadway last year that they're going to stream tonight.
And that'll be tonight, this Friday, at 7 o'clock. And the way to get there is to go to playbill.com/prideplays. So it's a play that brings together two huge movements happening right now, and that is gay rights and Black Lives Matter.
Right. It's an exploration of what it means to be HIV positive, Black and queer in America today. And it's part of a series, so you'll be able to watch a series of Pride plays throughout the month. And I was fascinated because this play has also made me aware of a brand new awards program that I had not heard of before. It's brand new, but it looks very, very fun. Have you seen this about the Antonio Awards?
Right. A-N-T-O-N-Y-O, the Antonio Awards, which they promise to be hilarious, uplifting, and unapologetically Black. And again, they stress it's just for fun. And one can participate in voting, but only before midnight tonight. And then next Friday, on Juneteenth, you can tune in and see who won the awards.
And the play that we're putting out for tonight, Donja R. Love's play, One in Two, is nominated. So you could actually see the play and vote for it if you love it. And this awards thing, the people are getting for these online things. It's Audra McDonald, it's LaShans, it's James Monroe Inglehart, who won the Tony for playing the genie in Aladdin.
Right.
It's just these phenomenal Broadway performers hosting this Broadway and off-Broadway Black Awards show. And it does look like a lot of fun.
But while folks are at playbill.com, scroll down just a little bit and you'll see an announcement for a letter that over 300 Black, Indigenous, and people of color in the theater community have written. And it's called We See You, White American Theater. And I've got to tell you, it is not an easy read, but I think it's one of the most important reads for anyone who's interested in theater at this time. It'll be there on the playbill.com, and we'll have a link to it on our website as well.
One of the things I love about the letter is that it points out just the complexities of addressing the issue of race when race permeates everything in our world, where you live, what kind of education you receive. It's embedded in the history of banking, of real estate, of education, of the theater. And so as artists are struggling to deal with this issue, to say something productive, something helpful, something healing, they're finding it's not always quite so easy when you look at the history of your own institution.
I could add to that, many people who have been trying to homeschool have realized that the internet accessibility is really, really spotty throughout America. Just now, I casually said, oh, go to playbill.com, assuming, you know, everyone has a computer. Everyone has access to the internet. And that's just not true. So I can see how you're right. These issues are entirely interrelated.
And not new. I think that you look at theaters that have been addressing the issue for decades, you know, Ujima Theater Company, Paul Robeson Theater, addressing race is not a new issue for them. It is in the fiber of why they exist. Racial inequality in the country is the fiber of why they exist. And, you know, the attitude toward what's happening, they are able to look at it with a more astute and practiced eye and to comment on it. Even in our own profession, I look in criticism and look at the American Theater Critics Association for years, how to get more diverse voices voices into the critical community is an important priority. And I think something like the Antonio Awards also helps shed a light on this. Why is it that we notice this work and not that?
Things have a history.
Absolutely. And a rich history, if we had time to get into more detail. Another week, another Friday morning for Theater Talk on WBFO.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.